英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的地道美语。让我们邀请出电话连线的美籍嘉宾 Mark 老师。
Good afternoon everyone, thank you for joining us。
欢迎同学们收听地道美语的第178期的主题了，欢迎大家登录一直播搜索英语 PK 台来观看我们的双师视频直播，同时呢下载听听 FM 进入聊天室，来和所有现场听节目的朋友们一起收听和聊天今天的直播节目。今天我们带来这个主题呢，事关生命，抢救生命，关于 first aid第一时间的急救。那这个主题呢也是从一则社会事件开始说起啊，是在广州吧，应该是在广州啊，有一位三年级的学生呢参加这个 football match 啊，是足球赛，结果呢这个倒地猝死啊，家长呢就质疑学校呢错过了最佳的抢救时间，校医说呢事发时候没有选择使用 AED 的设备，双方呢结果就对簿公堂了。所以今天我们就聊一聊 school safety 这个话题 Mark。
Good, yeah, excellent topic. So yeah, it's sad news whenever someone diesOn their school campus, you would think that's one of the safest places, but accidents can still happen. And we're talking a little bit about how those could be prevented in the future.
我们也知道心搏的骤停呢，一旦发生只需要 in less than 4 minutes、这个就会对大脑和重要的器官造成一种不可逆的损害。所以掌握心肺复苏 CPR 对于生命急救有重要的意义。那么学校在这种事件发生以后如何保障校园的安全，该不该配备一些急救的设备，需不需要把心肺复苏等等这种课程内容纳入到教育里面，我们今天都可以一起来讨论一下。所以今天呢是一个非常重要的主题，也是英文口语谈论社会事件的重要主题，我们可以学到很多关于急救方面的知识和短语。所以我们现在就和马克老师一起学起来说起来，进入到 Dialogue One 的收听。
Mark, did you hear the news about the kid who died at school during the morning break? Are you talking about the primary school student whose heart stopped? Yes, it was during a morning run. That's really sad, isn't it?Of course, I remember from the story that the adults around him did everything they could, but couldn't save his life. Right, they called 120 for emergency response, but the ambulance couldn't make it there in time. Unless the school is right next to a hospital, there's not much chance of paramedics arriving on the scene within those golden 3 minutes.I know, in the past 3 weeks, social media exploded with comments about school safety, how it would have only cost 20,000 yuan to keep that boy alive. Well, that sounds easier than it is. You know, defibrillators only work for some kinds of heart failure, not all. Yeah, but with the other ones, a machine like that would still not hurt to try.I agree, up to a point. I think it's either tempting for kids to take out and play with as a toy, or it's likely to be locked in an office somewhere. Haven't you ever seen those signs, in case of emergency, break glass? Besides, mounting it in a metal box 1.5 meters off the floor would stop pupils from reaching up to it. Okay, you got me there, but what about fairness among different schools?Where are you going with that? Well, I mean, it's justifiable for a school to have an observatory or a planetarium because students who go there have tested well and shown academic potential. But a high-end first aid kit? If some schools have those and some don't, it makes a direct statement about how much each kid's life is worth. You're overthinking it, Mark. In my opinion, it's a basic necessity, like fire extinguishers and standpipes. Those two things make more sense, and I bet they save more lives. Let's talk about this some more later.
好，这是第一段的内容。较难啊，较有难度。A bit difficult.
A little bit. Yeah, the second one is easier.
对，第一段较为难，所以呢，我们和马克老师一起慢慢的，咱们学起来。大家听到什么重要的单词、关键的知识点，也欢迎大家写在聊天室的屏幕里啊，注意听。马克，你听说了有个孩子在早间休息时候死在学校的新闻了吗？
Mark, did you hear the news about the kid who died at school during the morning break?
Mark, did you hear the news? 听说什么样的新闻了？关于哪方面呢？ About the kid who, 用一个从句去修饰它， died at school during the morning break. 这里的 morning break 指的就是课间休息。
Like 10 o'clock, 10 minutes, something like that, yeah.
对。一种 break 就是休息时间，那这里的 die 呢，就是一般的这种人的死亡都叫做 die， 生命体的死亡都叫做 die。 那我们也有一些比较委婉的说法，例如 passed away 都可以。
Yeah, if you ask about someone, you know, where is George? Oh, he passed away. You know, yeah, that's not so much about the event. Yeah.
那如果你问到别人说，哎，谁谁谁最近怎么样了？你说，哦，他已经去世了。这个时候我们可以说 passed away.
Right.
你不能说 he died.
Yeah, that sounds pretty insensitive. Yeah, if it's a news event, you can say it. But if it's about a relationship that you have with someone, no. Yeah.
对，我们说到人的时候，一般都是有尊敬的、委婉的一种说法，就用过世 passed away. 你不能直接人说，哦，他死了，这很不礼貌 impolite. 但是我们在
lost his life is a little bit more polite, and that's a little more universal too, you could say. Yeah.
Lost one's life.
丢
失生命也可以。我们在描述一个事件的时候，以这个客观的角度去描述的时候，我们都说 died 怎么怎么样，可以的，
right.
这个是可以的。Or lost one's life 是可以的。
Mm-hmm.
好，马克说，你说的是不是那个心脏骤停的小学生？
Are you talking about the primary school student whose heart stopped?
Are you talking about? 你是在说那样的一个，哦，小学。
Primary school.
那中学呢？
Middle school.
对了，小学、中学 ,or 叫什么？除了叫 primary school 以外，我们还可以说
can also say elementary school. That's only in America. Elementary school.
然后和 elementary school 对应的呢、就是 secondary school.
Right.
对、
yeah.
就是只有美国人经常会说 elementary school.、
Primary
school, 小学 student, whose heart stopped. 心脏停止了就是 heart stopped.、可以这么说。
Right.
是的，是的，就是发生在晨跑的时候。
Yes, it was during a morning run.
It was during 是在某段时间里面 ，during a morning run， 早上在跑步，
right.
在运动，在 doing sports 锻炼的时候，哎、
mm-hmm. ，
真让人伤心啊，不是吗
？That's really sad, isn't it?
真是一个令人遗憾的消息啊 ！That's really sad.表示一个同情 ，isn't it？ 不是吗？是啊，马克说。
Of course。
我记得在这个事件里面，周围的大人们呢做了他们能做的一切，但没有能挽回他的生命。
I remember from the story that the adults around him did everything they could, but couldn't save his life.
我记得这个故事里是 I remember from the story， 从这个故事里或在这个故事里，我记得好。Adults,
成人 ，yeah，
成人，大人，周围的那些大人们呢 ？Around him， 他身边的那些人呢 ？Did do everything one could 是什么意思呢？就是
That's better than tried their best. Tried their best sounds kind of sloppy and careless. So did everything they could, yeah. Same meaning though.Yeah.
做了他们的能做的一切。马克老师说、
right.
这个短语呢就比 tried everything one could 更好。
Yeah. Yeah,
更好。他们是真的做了一切能做的 but couldn't
save his life.
Save one's life, 拯救某人的生命救命、
right.
但是还是没有能够救他的生命。对对对他们打了120急救。
Right, they called 120 for emergency response.
像这种号码呀 ,120, 我们只能这么读对吧我们不能说 120, or can we say 120?
Yeah, 120 might be okay. I mean, we say 911 or 911, like both of those are okay for the American emergency response number. So 120, 120, 120, 都可以说 I guess like if I heard someone shouting, they're like, help, help, call 120, I'm like, call who? You know, so like 120 is the most recognizable. 120 is a little better, and 120, I might not catch it. If I'm not thinking about an emergency, you know, I'm outside of a building and I hear someone screaming for help, you know. Yeah.
像这种公共应急的电话号码呢，通常都是说数字，一个字一个字的说，因为它是涉及到救命的事儿。什么120啊，119啊，一个字一个字的读更清晰，更能达到求救的效果。这里有一个 emergency response 是什么？
Right. Yeah, that's anything. That could be an ambulance, that could be a fire truck, that could be a police cruiser, you know, anything like that. So, professionals arrive to respond to emergencies.
对。任何紧急的情况都叫做 emergency, emergency, 紧急的 response, 紧急的回复、急救。但是呢，救护车没有能够及时赶到。
But the ambulance couldn't make it there in time.
好，昨天 yesterday we've learned ambulance 这个新单词。学了 ambulance 这个单词啊，就是救护车嘛，俺不能死。Couldn't make it. 好，这里 make it in time 是一个短语。
Yep, couldn't get there in time. Yep, couldn't arrive on time.
对，
yeah.
这里的 make it 指的是成功到达，成功做某事儿。啊，叫 make it there in time， 成功到达，及时赶到。同学们，请记下来这个短语，及时赶到 ，make it there in time。马克说，除非这学校刚好就在医院旁边，否则这医护人员不太可能啊，在黄金三分钟内就赶到现场啊。
Unless the school is right next to a hospital, there's not much chance of paramedics arriving on the scene within those golden 3 minutes.
这句话中我们可以很清楚地看见英文的组词成句是怎么的。他会说 unless, 把 unless 放在句首，说除非什么呢？ The school is next, right next to a hospital. Next to 就是在旁边， right?
Right, on the same block as,
Right next to, 将将在旁边。就正好在旁边，在哪儿旁边呢？在 hospital 旁边。好，这个句型它是这么说的 ：There's not much chance of 怎么怎么样。
Not much chance of something happening. Yeah.
就是几率不大。There's not much chance of doing something.
Right.
Of doing something， 做啥事儿的几率不大。好，来学一个新单词，叫做 para。
Paramedics. Paramedic, P-A-R-A, that's a prefix, and it means like kind of, almost, right? And medic, M-E-D-I-C-S, paramedics. So those are people who are almost doctors, but not quite. They have training for kind of like the same as a nurse, right?
对 ,paramedics, medics 是医学的啊，医生的。那么 para 呢，是将近快要到医学医生的，也就是说他们也不是医生，但是他们是医护人员。
You can put para before others, like paralegal, para educator, and so on.
哎，护理人员以及辅助的医务人员。好，说呢，没有太多这样的机会，几率不大。什么呢 ？Paramedics arriving on the scene. On the scene 也是一个短语，到达现场，在现场 ，within those
golden 3 minutes.
哎 ，golden 黄金的三分钟，三分钟。好。丁丁说：“我明白。
I know.
在过去的三周里
，In the past 3 weeks，
社交媒体上爆发了大量的关于学校安全的讨论，如何只需要花$20,000就能让这个男孩活下来。好，这是我们今天的第一句呀。微信挑战的作业，请同学们呢上交自己的翻译。我们来看看你会怎么来翻译这句话。第一位同学 ，Let's see 金宝吧。
Okay, quite a lot of discussion about school security.Bursted out on social media. How to save this boy with only 20,000 yuan? 这个可以 Quite a lot of discussion, 没问题他说 about school security. School security 不是这么合适 School security 有可能 if someone brings a knife into the school or someone brings alcohol into the school or something like that. That's more about security. School safety is what we're talking about here.他说 bursted out, 不能说 bursted out. Burst is an irregular verb, so we say burst out 就可以。但是第二遍是 how to save this boy. That's like how to do something, how to bake a cake, how to fix your air conditioner or something like that. So those would be instructions. That would be a procedure. Here we're talking about how 20,000 yuan could have saved this boy. 是比较好一点点。
好的，这里的 burst out 也是什么意思呢？就是爆发。
Right.
爆发讨论的意思。Yeah. 好，用 how to 是不合适的。不合适、
mm-hmm.
因为会让人联想到如何做饭啊如何收纳呀等等。
Yeah.
不合适。应该是 how 一个事情怎么怎么样。How 20,000 yuan could have saved this boy.
Right, exactly.
How, let's pick one more.
Okay. So the second one, Li Dong, is that right?
Li Dongxu 的女人,好,行,
okay,
这个名字。
Yeah. Tons of discussions about school security have flooded on the social media, such as how to make the boy live with only $20,000.他说tons of discussions 可以因为 there's separate platforms and whatnot. I guess that's all right. School security, 还可以换 school safety, have flooded on the social media. We don't say flooded on something. We just say flooded it, right? Flooded the city, flooded the field, whatever. So have flooded social media, 不需要 the social media.、
嗯、
还有他说 such as how to make the boy liveYou can't really make someone live, right? Yeah, that's different. So here we're talking about how 20,000 yuan might have kept the boy alive, right? How 20,000 yuan might have kept the boy alive.
Mm.
Might have saved his life, might have kept him alive.
Mm. Mm. 所以还是不能用 how to, 而是应该说 how 两万块钱应该能怎么样。
Right,
应该这么说、
yeah.
另外嘟嘟这个词用得很好就是 flooded social media 这个词用得很好、
yeah.
像洪水一样的漫步在整个社交媒体里铺满在整个社交媒体里、
right.
爆炸在整个社交媒体里可以用 flooded、
mm-hmm. yeah.
好我们来看 Mark 老师是怎么来说这句话的
Okay, social media exploded with comments about school safety how it would have only cost20,000 yuan to keep that boy alive.
社交媒体 social media, 马克直接用了爆炸这个单词
exploded with something.
Exploded with 爆炸着带着什么呢带着 comments. Comments、
mm-hmm.
是什么您的评论呢
Right. Yeah, so sometimes nobody responds to it. It's still on there. That's a comment.、Yeah.
那评论关于什么呢 Comments about school safety.就是学校安全 How it would have only cost 20,000 yuan to keep that boy alive、
mm-hmm.
Keep somebody alive 让某人活下来
Yeah, good
让他能够活着保持着生命的体征马克说听起来比事实简单的多
Well, that sounds easier than it is、
Sounds easier than it is 可是你知道的
You know,
除颤器呀、啊，只对某些类型的心衰有效，并不是全部哦。
Defibrillators only work for some kinds of heart failure, not all.
我们来学这个专业词组啊，能记下来就好。
Okay, defibrillator. Yeah, do you want me to spell it?
Yeah.
DIFIBRILLATORS. Defibrillator.
Defibrillators.除颤器啊，这个大家了解一下就好了。Only work for 只对什么管用呢 ？Some kinds of heart failure. 注意，这里用了一个单词叫 failure 啊，失败。
Right. Heart failure, any internal organ, you can say like kidney failure, liver failure, heart failure, kind of works too.、Yeah.
就是说什么样的器官衰竭了，它不工作了，它失败了。Heart failure, 心衰，好、啊，对心衰。管用某些类型的管用但 not all、并不是全部是啊、
yeah
但是呢和其他的一起
but with the other ones
对用这样的仪器呢试一试啊是不会有什么坏处的
a machine like that would still be worth a try
Will still not hurt to try.
Oh, sorry. Would still not hurt to try.
Would still not hurt to do something. 这个怎么理解? Not hurt to do something.
Yeah, so that means it's worth a try. Yeah.
值得一试。说对你这个事儿呢，没什么伤害，是吧? Mm-hmm. Will do no hurt to do something. 也行。
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or will still not hurt to do something.
Right. Yeah.
对你说没有害处啊，你完全可以一试啊，对吧？没什么坏处。马克说，在某种程度上呢，我同意。
I agree up to a point.
好，这里有个新短语叫 up to a point， 上到一个点是什么意思呢
？Well, keep in mind, a point here is not like one idea that someone has. Remember when you say, "Oh, that's a good point," that's one kind of point. And here, when we say "I agree up to a point," it's more like when you're going somewhere.Like you're walking, and it's like, okay, at this point, we should stop and take a rest, or at this point, we should turn back and go around or whatever, right? So it's kind of like you're on a journey, and you're walking with someone, and you're like, oh, this is a nice way, we should keep going, let's stop, you know? So I agree up until a point. It's like I'm walking with you, and I have the same ideas until we get to something. It's like, you know, yeah, that's where I stop, and you continue, yeah.
Up to a point, 就是这个意思。我认为呢，要么呢对孩子们很有吸引力，想把它拿出来当玩具玩，要么呢它就很可能被锁在某个办公室里。
I think it's either tempting for kids to take out and play with as a toy, or it's likely to be locked in an office somewhere.
马刚老师用到一个单词叫做 tempting, 这个词怎么拼写呢？
Oh, T-E-M-P-T-I-N-G, tempting.
It's tempting for somebody to do something. 的意思就是说，做什么事情对某人来讲非常具有吸引力，非常着迷，right?
Right, yeah, looks like fun, right?
看上去就很好玩，就想玩。说如果说学校备一套这样的仪器的话，你想呀，要是放在教室的过道里，It's tempting for kids to take out.孩子们可能就觉得很有趣啊，就把它拿出来 and play with, 拿在手里玩 as a toy,
right,
是吧？
Yeah.
就像玩具一样拿在手里玩，或者是呢 either or 也是一个句型
right,
or it's likely to be 很可能被怎么样
locked it up in an office somewhere, locked in an office somewhere,、yeah.
锁在某个办公室里 locked、
right.
in the office somewhere, 用也用不着哈。晶晶说你从来就没有看到过那些上边写着如遇紧急情况击碎玻璃的标志吗
Haven't you ever seen those signs in case of emergency break glass?
Have you ever seen those signs? 就那样的一些标志啊上面写着什么 in case of 万一遇到 emergency 紧急情况 break glass、
right.
击破玻璃
Yeah.
有没有这些有啊我们的 fire alarm 不就是这样的吗
Exactly, yeah, lots of places.、Yeah.
对吧消防的警标警示不也是这样的吗、同时哈另外把它安装在一个离地面1.5米的金属盒子里可以防止学生们伸手去拿它。
Besides, mounting it in a metal box 1.5 meters off the floor would stop pupils from reaching up to it.
好我们来看这样一个单词动词叫 mounting it. Mount.
Right. To mount something is to attach it to a much larger object. So you can mount a headlight on your bike or you can mount a picture on the wall or anything like that. So you attach something to a much larger object.
装置的意思把什么小东西呢、附着和装置在一个大物体上面叫做 mount、M-O-U-N-T、
right.
mounted 就把它装置在一个 metal box 金属盒子里、
right.
有多高呢 a meter and a half off the floor 离地、
right.
off the floor、
yeah.
离地
that means the bottom is a meter and a half from the floor、yeah.
是的离地呢 that would stop pupils 就是 students小学生、
mm-hmm.
怎么样 ?Stop somebody from doing something, 让某人不干什么事儿、
right.
from reaching up to it.
Right, right. Just put it up really high.
对放高点同学们就拿不着了。好吧你怎么样、
okay, you got me there.
这是什么意思 ?You got me there 是什么意思
?You got me there. Now this is going back to the idea of arguing point by point. someone has like three ideas, it's like, okay, you know what? I am persuaded about your idea for the first point. You've got me there. You got me there. Yeah.
就怎么说呢？就说我比较相信你所说的了。
Right.
或者说我
You've won this part of the argument. Yeah,
对。
You've got me there.
就你 You got me there. 就是你让我幸福了这一点。
Right.
啊，就是你说服我了，我相信了这一点。但是好了，问题来了，不同的学校之间的公平又如何保证呢
？But what about fairness among different schools?
What about fairness among different schools? Fairness 这个词，同学们见过吗 ？Fairness.
Yeah, yeah. So fair means 公平 right? So fairness is the noun form of that. Yeah.
公平。怎么个公平呢？什么个公平法呢 ？What about fairness among different schools?
Right.
晶晶说：“你这是想说什么呢
？”Where are you going with that?
好，字面意思是说你 going with that， 你带着这个你要走向哪里 ？Where are you going with that？ 什么意思
？Yeah. What's your next idea? What's your Yeah. What part of the topic are you thinking about now? Yeah.
你这是想说什么呢？什么叫不同学校的公平又是怎么保证的呢？马克说：“我的意思是说呀
，Well, I mean，
你看啊，一个学校，它要是有一个天文台啊，或者一个天文馆啊，这是合理的。
It's justifiable for a school to have an observatory or a planetarium。
好，这里有一个 justifiable， 请老师拼写。”
Okay, sure. J-U-S-T-I-F-I-A-B-L-E. Justifiable. Yeah.
Justifiable 是什么意思呢
It's almost the same as fair. You know, it's like it can be made to sound fair or it can be made to be fair. So fair, just, 这个两个是形容词 and justice, fairness, 是名词 Justifiable means it feels like justice. It can be made to feel like justice.
它意思就是说说得过去的是合理的 justifiable、
right.
这是一个形容词说对、
yeah.
学校来说如果你有一个 observatory、
right.
啊、天文台或者是有一个什么
planetarium、
哎、Tarian、
yeah.
我们学过了这个 R-I-U-M 就是 place 场馆的意思、
yep.
啊、
right, right, right.
场所的意思有一个天文馆这个说得过去为什么呢 because
Because students who go there have tested well and shown academic potential.
因为去那儿的学生们呢，他们都已经 tested well. 这个是什么意思、
right.
？Tested well.
They got good scores on the Zhongkao or something like that. Yeah.
对，成绩不错，知道吗
？Right.
受了良好的教育，成绩不错，同时呢 ，show academic potential， 还表现出来了一些学习的潜力，学术的潜力。
Right.
这是个什么意思呢？就是说，大家都至少 they are good at study, right?
They're good students, yeah.
对、
basically.
他们是好学生，对、
yeah.
吧？至少是可以的，
right.
是能看得懂天文馆的，是、mm-hmm. 是可以这个去天文台操作的。但是你想啊，
right.
一个高端的急救设备
，but a high-end first aid kit.
两个短语，第一 high-end 高端
，right? Yeah.
First aid 急救，
嗯、
mm.。Kit 是什么 ？Kit.
Kit is a set of materials that are used for the same purpose. A set of devices used for the same purpose. Yeah. So you could have a repair kit. You could have like a hair care kit. You could have a car washing kit. Anything like that is pieces of something that you need to do a certain kind of work.
设备包装，设备的袋子，设备的盒子、啊
right.
叫做 first aid kit， 急救小箱。
Right.
就叫做 first aid kit、
yeah.
如果一些学校有一些没有的话那它直接清晰地表明了一个孩子的生命值多少钱、
mm. If some schools have those and some don't it makes a direct statement about how much each kid's life is worth
If 有的有有的没有那么 it makes a direct statement一个非常直接的什么 statement 一个论据、
right.
一个陈述一个论述论述什么呢 about
how much each kid's life is worth
一个孩子的生命值多少钱 how
right, right, right.
much something is worth 生命值多少钱、
yeah.
对吧？你的学校有多少？你的学校有多高端的、低端的？有还是没有？直接表明了你对这个孩子的生命重视不重视。静静说：“哟，马克，你想多了。
You're overthinking it, Mark.
啊 ，thinking 是思考 ，overthinking 是什么？想多了。其实，在我看来呢，这是一种最基础的必需品。
In my opinion, it's a basic necessity.
Basic, 我们都知道基础的 necessity 呢，同学们注意，这是一个名词 necessity.
Right, it's a noun form from necessary. So a very necessary thing is a necessity.
Necessity, 必要的东西，就像灭火器呀、和那些消防树管一样啊。
Like fire extinguishers and standpipes.
这些都是专业名词了 Fire, extinguish 是灭火 Extinguisher 是灭火器
right. Right.
这词比较难大家可以查一下 Extinguisher
Yep, fire extinguisher That's what that thing is called Yeah, yeah, yeah
And?
Yeah, standpipe
哎，消防树管啊，这些都是专业名词了 right, right. 马克说那这两样更有意义啊
Those two things make more sense.
Make sense, 有意义，说得过去，说得通。Make more sense, 更有意义。而且我敢肯定啊，这能救更多的人啊。
And I bet they save more lives.
救人是救生命 ,save more lives. 英俊说，那咱以后再详谈这个吧。
Let's talk about this some more later.
所以啊。Mark 老师的 opinion 是什么呢？关于这个事件 about this event.
In this dialogue, it's too bad that kids die. But I think throwing a bunch of money at the problem might not necessarily save that many children. And again, that money's being taken away from books and computers and stuff that kids go there for, right? Yeah. So.
好，这是第一段的啊内容。我们马上来继续探讨哈，继续探讨这个 school safety 的问题。接下来就是听力的第二段。
Mark, would you still like to talk about school safety? Sure, it seems to be quite a hot topic. What do you think about first aid training? I took a few first aid classes when I was a kid. Do you still remember it? I think so, though I'd prefer to have a medical professional around in a real emergency. Did you learn CPR? Yes, we used mannequins. That way we could practice mouth-to-mouth and chest compressions.Did they tell you how frequently to do the chest compression? They played a couple of songs while we were practicing. One was Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. That's an appropriate song title, but other than that, what does music have to do with it? The beats per minute in that song were matched to a normal heart rate. Oh, that figures. What was the other song? Another One Bites the Dust.By Queen? That's ironic. Yeah, well, those two have the right BPM and are pretty timeless. I guess you'll have a song or two running through your head if you ever have to try resuscitating someone. Fingers crossed. I don't know which one pairs with the Heimlich maneuver, though. That's a tough one. How about Pop Goes the Weasel? Very funny.Now I'll be humming if anyone near me starts to choke.
第二段比较的 funny, 哈、有点有趣。就 说实话啊真的。晶晶说马克你还想谈论学校的安全问题吗
?Mark, would you still like to talk about school safety?
Would you still like to talk about school safety? 当然了马克说。
Sure.
这是一个相当热门的话题。
It seems to be quite a hot topic.
Quite a hot topic. 而且英文中是这么表达一个顺序啊，一个非常热门的话题 ，quite a hot topic. 一个 quite 加名词形式。晶晶说，你对急救培训有什么看法
？What do you think about first aid training?
A good question. First aid training.急救培训你有什么看法马克说我小的时候啊上过几节课
I took a few first aid classes when I was a kid
上课我们说 take classes right、
right.
上课 and took a few 一些些呢 first aid classes when I was a kid、那你还记得内容吗
Do you still remember it?
Do you still remember it? 我想我还记得。
I think so.
同学们听好，第二句微信作业来了。不过我更希望在真正发生真正的紧急情况时有一个专业医护在场。
嗯，
好，听马克老师来挑选做作业的同学。
Okay, quite a lot better this one. We have a 90% right on top. That's Warmer, one of our listeners named Warmer. He or she says, but I'd rather have a professional doctor present in case of a real emergency. 这个差不多。在这儿 in case of 不这么合适。你可以说 in a real emergency, 所以 in case of 就可以完了。他说 professional doctor, 你可以说 professional basketball player, 你可以说 professional songwriter, you know, so it's a thing that lots of people do, professional photographer, you know, and some people get paid, professional golfer, you know. But doctors, I mean, when you go to medical school for 4 years and you go to work in a hospital, they'll probably give you money.Right, I don't know of any amateur doctors. Right, like what do you do in your spare time? Oh, I bandage people up and drain the pus out of their ulcers and irrigate colons and whatnot. they get paid, you know, all of them. So you could just say a doctor. Yeah.
嗯，专业的医护呢，他们本来就是专业的，
right.
所以呢，在这里不需要加 professional doctors. 大家注意这个点。
Right. Yeah.
好。
Yeah, 对，其他的都好，都是所以90分。Pretty good. Yeah.
好，第二位同学是大眼睛。
All right, 85% here. But I hope there is a professional medic on site when is an emergency. Okay, so a medic is actually for the army, right? You have someone who's like a soldier, but instead of a gun, they carry a medical kit. We call them a medic. So in the army. So in case you have a paramedic from before, paramedic is good.Or just doctor, yeah. Medical professional, paramedic, doctor. 这个三个是很合适。Medical professional, paramedic, doctor. 三个。所以在这儿我放 paramedic. On site 是两个单词，分开一下。然后他说 when is an emergency, 都可以说 in an emergency, right? Paramedic on site, in an emergency.、
A medic 不是医护人员 ，a medic 指的是 army field doctor，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
是军医。但如果你说 medic professional， 就可以指医护了啊。
That's、
所以这些都是专业词语。
Yeah.
要么你就说 paramedic， 刚才上文中我们学过了 ，paramedic 是可以的。
Right.
好，另外在现场 on site 是两个单词、mm-hmm. ，o n 和 s i t e on site。
Right.
同时在危急情况中是 in。An emergency.
Right, right, right.
好，这些细节啊， yeah. 这些细节学到了，很给力啊。再来看一个同学，pick another one.
Okay, okay. Let's see. You know what? Let's do number three also.
梁桂莲同学
what to do with the word professional? If it goes before a noun, it sounds weird. Like you could say professional golfer or professional painter or whatever. Here, 他说 but.I'd rather have a professional healthcare present for a real emergency. So, professional healthcare, that's the service you're getting, right? Professional healthcare, professional transportation, something like that, right? Healthcare professional, right? 放 professional 在 healthcare 后面。
对。
Present for a real emergency, 可以，但是 present in a real emergency is better, right?
来，桂莲同学这个作业提醒了我们，如果你想说专业医护，咱们要说 healthcare professional, 把 professional 放在后面，而不是放在前面。你如果把 professional 放在前面 ，professional healthcare 它是什么意思啊？专业的医护了，就这件事情了。而 healthcare professional 才是专业的医护人员。
对，
这个点也非常重要啊！形容词置放在名词前还是名词后，请大家一定要有所考量。这个 present 也用的挺好的吧？
Good. Real emergency.
出现在现场啊 ，a real emergency 也可以一个真正的什么哈紧急情况。Let's pick one more.
Okay, let's see, Jenny, 95%. That's one of our highest. Yeah. But I'd rather have a professional medical staff present in the event of a real emergency. 他说 in the event of a real emergency, 非常好用，最好在这儿。其他的都好，但是他说 professional medical staff 比较好是 medical professional, 这个两个字，先放 professional。
所以这个专业医护真的挺难说的。如果你说 professional medical staff, 听上去也没错，可是老师不这么用。老师说 a medical professional, 还是把 professional 放在名词的后面。所以今天这个我们彻底学到了这个知识点。好，我们来看马克老师是怎么来处理这句话的。
Okay, though I'd prefer to have a medical professional around in a real emergency.
I would prefer to do something. 这是个简单的短语。我宁愿怎么样哈？我选择，我希望呢有一个 have a medical professional， 就是这么说的。A medical professional 怎么样？Around.
Yeah, nearby. Yeah, within shouting distance.
Around, yeah. In a real emergency.
Yeah.
Around 的意思就是 nearby, 在身边，在旁边。今天说，哎，你有没有学过这个心肺复苏术啊？
Did you learn CPR?
好，来这个短语 CPR is for
cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
这个 resuscitate 我们也要学这个词，因为 later 我有见到这个词 resuscitate 的意思就是
save someone's life, start their basic internal organ functions again, especially the heart and lungs.
Resuscitate 就是紧急救助的意思。你学过吗？ Mark 说当然，我们用人体模型练习呢。
Yes, we used mannequins
Mannequin, 人体模型，新单词，一个new word. Mannequin, man, M-A-N-I-K-I-N.
Right, mannequin. Yeah.
这样的话，我们就可以练习口对口的人工呼吸和胸外按压了。
That way, we could practice mouth-to-mouth and chest compression.
Mouth-to-mouth, 就是嘴对
嘴。Yeah, the long thing is mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
嘴对嘴的人工呼吸就是 mouth to mouth 就行。还有呢，胸部按压叫什么？胸外按压
chest compression.
Compression, compression 就是挤压、按压的意思。这些都是专业名词，请大家记下来啊！看看我们的直播间里同学们写下来的字，非常的正确。晶晶说，他们有没有告诉你这个胸腔按压的频率是什么
？Did they tell you how frequently to do the chest compression?
How frequently to do the chest compression?我们练习的时候呢，播放了几首歌曲。
They played a couple of songs while we were practicing.
Play songs, 放歌。They played a couple of songs while we were practicing. 一首呢是《活着》，是 Bee Gees 乐队的。
One was "Staying Alive" by the Bee Gees.
这可真是一个恰当的歌名啊！
Right.
这是一个恰当的歌名。
That's an appropriate song title.
Appropriate.非常合适的啊，非常合适的 song title 歌名儿。但除此以外，你这个按压跟这个乐曲有什么关系啊？
But other than that, what does music have to do with it?
Other than that, 除此以外 have something to do with A have something to do with B, 什么和什么有关系？你这个按压放歌这个是什么意思？马克说是这样的，这首歌啊，每分钟的这个 beat节奏节拍数呢和正常的心率数啊是一样的。好，这是第三句微信的翻译，同学们来试试看吧。
Okay, so how about we start with Daisy? Daisy has 90%. The number of the beats per minute of the song match with the number of normal heart rate. 所以很多的 of. So we can reduce that. Let's see. Normal heart rate, 好。它最好用是 match, 非常好 ,match, M-A-T-C-H, match,有好少的人用这个所以在这儿非常好。The number of beats per minute in the song match a normal heart rate. Because rate is when you've counted up the total of things within a specific period of time, so we don't need the number of the rate.So a lot of those reduced.
其实这个句型很简单，就是 A match B 就可以了、
Right.
这是个简单的句型。 One more?
Okay, let's see. How about...
再挑一位，大家都分数挺高的。
于什么什么六号？
雨欣，90分。
对对对，the beat of this song is fit with the regular heart rate.
Fit
regular heart rate， 好，非常好。然后 beat of this song 没问题。Is fit with 都可以换 matches，
不用 fit with 啊， yeah. 不用这个，用 match 就好了。好，来看马克怎么说的。
Okay, the beats per minute in that song were matched to a normal heart rate.
A 部分是什么 ？A 部分是 the beats， 大家知道吗 ？Beats.
Right. Yeah.
DJ drop the beat.
Right.
DJ 放歌啊、beats. The beats, B-E-A-T, per minute.、Mm. 每分钟的 beats 呢 ？In that song, were matched to.Be matched to something, a normal heart rate.
Right.
心脏的速率、
yeah.
心跳的速率叫 normal heart rate. Rate.、Mm. Oh, 那你这么一说还挺合理的。
Oh, that figures.
好，新短语 figure 这个单词。
Something figures means it's easy to figure out. Or now that I know there's one more thing, I can figure it out. Yeah,、makes sense.
那就说得通了。那我就理解了、
right.
啊，这样我就理解了。
Right.
原来你们在按压的时候啊，还要放歌，就是说你 follow 这个 beat 就可以了、
mm-hmm.
啊，按照这个节奏来进行胸部按压，你就能够开始掌握到这个知识。嗯，那另外一首歌是什么呀
？What was the other song?
What was the other song? The other song is called
Another One Bites the Dust.
又一个吃灰了，是什么意思？又干掉了一个。
So if you know the idiom, to bite the dust means to die.
对。
And usually in like an embarrassing or meaningless way. Yeah, bites the dust. Yeah.
对，这是一个俚语的表达，说你吃灰了，意思就是说你梗儿那个啥了。
Right.
就是说你这个带了啊，就带了。
Right. Yeah.
翻译成歌名，又干掉一个。哟、嗯，你这是皇后乐队的歌吗？
嗯。By Queen?
这还挺反语的。
That's ironic.
Ironic, 挺讽刺的啊！怎么能救人的时候放这种歌呢？又一个干掉了啊！怎么能放这首歌呢？是啊，这两首歌每分钟的节拍数呢，都正好。
Yeah, well, those two have the right BPM.
好。
And are pretty timeless.
好，他们都有什么 right 正确的 BPM？ 什么是 BPM？ 你知道啊
？Beats per minute。
对了，就是每分钟的节拍数啊，叫 BPM。同时呢，他们 pretty timeless。Timeless 是什么 ？Timeless。
It means like it doesn't sound old next year. Yeah.
啊，不过时。而且他们是保持不变的，他们这两首歌不过时。
Yeah.
嗯，那我猜，如果你必须要抢救某人复苏的话，脑子里是不是一定得循环唱这一两首歌啊？
I guess you'll have a song or two running through your head if you ever have to try resuscitating someone.
Have a song or two. 这里有一个 running through your head. 什么意思？在你的头脑里一直跑，什么意思？
Yeah, you're thinking about it without effort. It's going through your mind, or it's in your mind, it's on your mind. Yeah.
Thinking about it without effort.
Right.
啊，不费劲的。
You wouldn't have a math problem running through your head, but you might have like a childhood poem running through your head. It's super easy to remember. Yeah.
在脑海里循环。
Right.
单曲循环叫不用费脑子就可以直接哼哼出来在脑子里。Mm-hmm. 所以就 running through your head. If you ever try to
resuscitate someone.
这是一个 keyword, 非常重要的词、
yeah.
就是做心肺复苏叫 resuscitate.
Like resuscitate.
That, yeah, spell
sure. R-E-S-U-S-C-I-T-A-T-I-N-G. Resuscitating.
Resuscitate.、
Yeah.
这词大家一定要会啊、yeah. 就是救治啊心肺复苏。马克说那祈祷平安吧。
Fingers crossed.
好老外最爱说的来我们把指头手指交叉一下。
Fingers crossed.
哎、
yeah.
,finger crossed, 就是保平安啊、祈祷平安。但是我不知道哪首歌能够跟海姆立克式急救法相配合。
I don't know which one pairs with the Heimlich maneuver, though.
好，这里有一个短语叫 pair with something.
Yeah, we usually do that with food, It's like certain kinds of grape wine pair with certain kinds of meat or fish or something like that, right? So you can also do it with other stuff, right?
对、
yeah.
配对 pair with 与什么、配对与什么搭配 pair with pair 就是搭档嘛、
right.
一对嘛 pair with、好，这里的专业说法海姆立克式急救法怎么说
The Heimlich maneuver
Heimlich
maneuver yeah,
maneuver
And we do need the before it because we're referring to the maneuver, not the person. Yeah, so Heimlich is someone's name, but the Heimlich maneuver.
对了，好，这也是一个英文的单词啊，大家能记就记，不能记也没关系啊，知道就好了。这就是个难题了。
That's a tough one.
哎，That's a tough one. 对，大家至少要知道这个海姆立克式呢，主要是因为异物卡喉的时候用的，对吧？噎着了，就吃东西，噎着了，
yep.
所以你就需要这个把它倒出来、
yep.
啊，拍出来，
yeah.
哎，使劲的拍出来， yeah. 这就是海姆立克式的急救法。这是个难题。用这首歌怎么样？砰，去追黄鼠狼。
How about Pop Goes the Weasel?
Pop Goes the Weasel.
Yeah, it goes like this, like da 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 Pop goes the weasel.
Oh, pop goes the weasel. 就是能够把卡在喉咙里的东西拍出来。哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，来，马克老师给我们表演一下 ，Show us, Mark.
What the popping of the weasel or what?
对 ，while you are doing this maneuver.
Okay, da 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 pop goes the weasel.
哎，真是一个好。
It should relax the diaphragm a little more than if you were not singing, right? Because you're rhythmically moving, and the muscles kind of like, okay, okay, I guess something's going to happen soon. 嗯，
哎，对，这种急救和按压是一定要讲究节奏的，一定要讲究这个 beats, right? 啊，因为有 right beats 才可以，你不能乱挤乱压，那是不可以的啊，一定要讲究。
Actually, you only need to do the Heimlich maneuver once, so that's why this is kind of a cheesy joke, but still.
好的。接下来我们看哈最后两句话说那很搞笑了
Very funny
啊 very funny 现在如果我的附近有人快窒息了我就开始哼唱
Now I'll be humming if anyone near me starts to choke
英文中的哼啊哼歌哼哼哼哼哼也是这个词叫 hum hum、
right.
H-U-M
yes. yes making the melody with a closed mouth just using your larynx Yeah.
用闭着的嘴呢来哼唱旋律。哼哼哼哼哼。If someone near me starts to
choke,
就是
yeah, food stuck in the windpipe. Yeah,
哎，就是呛到了哈，就是卡在那个地方了。不管小动物也好，人也好，都会发生异物卡喉的事情啊。所以大家一定要会这个、the Heimlich 这个 maneuver， 要学习、
right.
这个要学习必要的。好， yeah. 哇，这就是今天的我们整个对话，内容非常的多，而且关键词也很多。我们来看看今天 new words， 一定要记住。
Okay, okay. From dialogue one, we have paramedic. Paramedic.
护理人员，医务的辅助人员。
Defibrillator.
很难这个词 ，defibrillator, defibrillator.
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
除颤器、yeah. 啊，是通过这个电击你的心脏呢，来控制你的心肌运动。
对 ，first.Aid.
这个简单，但是必须记住急救。
嗯，fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher.
嗯，还有 standpipe.
哎，一个是灭火器，一个是用在公共户外场所供水的那种树管。
对对对对对对。And from dialogue two, we have CPR.
这个太重要了，心肺复苏，包括人工呼吸和体外按压。
嗯。Mannequin.
Mannequin 呢，主要是医疗或者是艺术教学用的那些人体的模型。
嗯 ，mouth to mouth，
口对口的人工呼吸。
嗯 ，BPM
啊，大家熟悉的每分钟的节拍数。
对啊、，the Heimlich maneuver。
好，就是海姆立克的一种腹部冲击法，也叫海姆立西的急救法。一位朋友说，
right.
我小的时候和我父亲到这个陆军。基地去就吃了什么东西，差点给卡死了啊！有、
right.
个同学就说 ，I got choked when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's pretty easy once you know how to do that maneuver. Yeah.
对，所以如果你掌握这个急救法，那个就不解决那个就不是问题。所以在今天这篇文章当中，我们就说到了啊，重要的 school safety。来，马克老师总结一下。
What am I doing?
就是大概的总结一下 school safety， 我们需要 pay attention to 的地方。
Okay, yeah, please pay attention to school safety. If you're in or near a school, it's a good idea to study first aid. Yeah, I agree with that.
所以要么是自己，要么是身边的朋友啊、同学啊，都要学习一下啊，这个简单的心肺复苏术，对吧？应对任何情况下的危险的问题。好，生命最重要啊，为了生命要学习这些必要的知识。好，这就是我们今天的这一期的主题。谢谢大家的收听，谢谢 Mark 老师。拜拜。
拜拜。